Think of the rich and famous. Ever wonder why they seem to age with a different clock than you and me? Yeah. And their secret really isn't money. It's something else. All wet.
And personal trainer Fairfax Hackley is here to spill the beans in your best body report. Good to have you back, Hack.
Great to be here, Sean Hillary.
So, the rich and famous, as we mentioned, not really known for fitness secrets, but some of them do seem obsessed with health, beauty, longevity. What is the secret?
They manage to swim year-round. Matter of fact, they're so obsessed with swimming, most of them will build an indoor swimming pool. They understand all the benefits of swimming, you know, besides it being a life skill. For health and longevity, it's fun, it's primal, and it's euphoric. And it helps them really to relieve stress. And they're so obsessed sometimes they will stay in a hotel, a mansion, a villa, a chateau with an indoor pool.
Wow. What is it about swimming that's so good for you?
Well, it's easy on your muscles and joints. Heart and lungs work a lot more efficiently. It enhances your muscle strength and endurance, lowers your blood pressure, which results in a slower heart rate. It's low impact, it leaves you refreshed and invigorated, and it's relatively injury-free unless you do a swan dive in a foot bath. Then that's not good.
You know, Hack, it's interesting. Some people are really good swimmers, and some people can't swim at all. Why can't some people swim?
Well, you know, Sean, 34% of Americans cannot swim. And in the world, 54% of the people cannot swim. Number one, a fear of water. Number two, really poor technique. And they try to swim like humans rather than fish. So if you learn how to swim like a fish, body position, hand stroke, that sort of thing, you can become a much better swimmer. And also, you're more efficient and it's more beneficial to you.
How much does somebody have to swim, Hack, to really get the benefits from it?
Well, even a low and small swim, 500 calories an hour. If you're really cranking, 700 calories per hour, which is really, really good. And what it really does is its low impact on those muscles and joints were really important. And the weightlessness of the water really helps people. So if you're obese, it's really, really gentle on the body. And even if you can't swim, you can do pool walking or tread water.
What else? How do we make swimming a little more fun? Because if you get into it, you can kind of get bored with the laps, lap after lap after lap. There are ways to make it a little more fun, aren't there?
Well, you can add kickboards. You can add those hand paddles. You can use fins. You know, you can bring more music into it. You can do Zumba dance now. You can even dance with some of those old ladies in the shallow end, which is, you know, not as much fun as it used to be. Uh-huh. And also you can, you know, bring your children along because I think that it's a great life skill and everyone should be able to take advantage of it.
All right. Personal trainer Fairfax Hackley with your best body report as always, Hack. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.